Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the BB Show. As always, I'm your host, Beebs, joined by my co-host, Chen. We're here Tuesday after divisional weekend. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I mean, in terms of divisional weekends, we had some highlights, and some good games. I don't know if it's quite 2021, but I'm not complaining relative to how wildcard weekend went in terms of quality of the games we got to watch. And then this is probably the most hyped up championship weekend I've been a part of in a long time. I'm not gonna lie. But we'll dive into it. We'll dive into it. But before we dive into any football, man, we got the great Jordan Love picture behind you. Seems like you're in a good mood today, but you never know. How are you doing today, man, Chen?
I'm in a fantastic mood. Currently trying to just clear myself from the image so I don't
For
see
those
the glorious man who is Jordan Love. And even just something that I've really enjoyed, that this is one of those random fun facts of life being in Wisconsin. It's so cold that my Bluetooth is just not working in my car the past 2 days. Yeah,
That's a
like
thing.
I didn't think it was a thing, but I haven't really tried my phone long enough in my hand to find out, in the sense of like I'm not gonna sit there and keep tracking back and forth. So we put on 105.7 The Fan, and we've been listening to some sports takes. Very interesting. I didn't know how divided, I guess, the public is on Jordan Love. I thought
It's a false narrative.
it
Those
is
who
a false
actually
thing.
Those who
Yeah.
are, in my opinion, if you are in favor of moving on from Love, you are basically what I call a Bears
Delusional.
fan,
Fair,
which
fair,
is
fair.
you have no understanding of how football works, you have no understanding of how development works, and if you had your way, Brett Favre would still be our quarterback to this day.
That, you know what though? I feel like there is a small and maybe larger group than I would realize people that believe that. And then you think of they tail on Aaron Rodgers. And then I even think of he was talking about Chris Middleton in the sense of like that dude just gets hated and he's been a second option for we won a championship with him. And like yet our fan base hates him. So it doesn't shock me that we have some Jordan Love haters out there, but
Look, man,
you won't
if we
find
want
any
to get
later.
into it, my question for all Packers fans who want to move on from Jordan Love, what exactly is your plan to find a replacement in the
What
next
is the
12
plan
months?
B?
What
Yeah.
is your idea? Like there is no plan B here. There's no, oh, well, the contract is killing us on the cap. Like, no, it's not. Not
It's not
yet.
that bad, no.
It's not until the last 2 years that it actually is like a big hit, and it's going to get restructured anyways. It's like a $20 million hit in the last 2 years. I don't like you're not he's still a top whatever quarterback in the NFC.
Malik
Like
Willis was fine. He's not that good.
no, like guys,
We gotta be real.
if you want to have a conversation, let's have a conversation about our receiving room and our refusal to invest into that position. That's a conversation to me.
Yeah.
But it irregardless, they didn't play this weekend. We don't need to go into Packers talk, but
Gotta
if
get
you ever
my.
want to call into the radio
Yeah.
show and somebody's a proponent of moving on, call in and ask what's the immediate replacement plan that's going to make us go farther than the wild card next year. You've got a guy who's won double digit games. Did we win 10 games last year? I think we did. I think we were 10
It
and
was
6.
11, right? 11 and 6.
The year before this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 10, maybe even 9 and
You've
8
gone
and
to the
6.
playoffs 2 years in a row in the middle of your rebuild with this guy at the helm. Like that, just,
It's
I'm
pretty
just
good.
saying. I don't really. We were supposed to be 4 or 5 win teams for the last 2 years. So, I don't particularly care. I'd rather lose in the wild card than hire a new coach every 3 years. The year after we drafted a rookie quarterback because we kept our coach for 1 year, fired
Oof.
him in the middle of that year for the third time in 10 years. Sorry, I'm starting to subtweet a little too much here, but
Yeah, it's
that's.
pretty obvious now.
And then run victory laps when we hire our new coach, thinking that they're going to change everything. But
Let's not give losing teams time in the playoffs,
no.
just all
Well, we will give teams that lost time. But
Yes, but you have to have a winning
all right,
record.
let's go back to Saturday afternoon, okay? Kansas City, home field advantage against Houston, gets the job done. In my opinion, you might call me crazy for this, but my reaction to this game was more so like the Chiefs didn't really, they won the game. They didn't slam the nail down. Like, I don't know how to say what I'm like. They didn't prove to me that they're not vulnerable had they played Baltimore this weekend. Like if they'd have gotten a different draw and it wasn't Buffalo, but like I think they're, I'll say it like this, I think they're very lucky that they need to beat one of the good AFC teams this year to get to the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'll throw you a curveball here. Riddle me this, Batman. Have you shown me an example of them being like a way they can actually lose this year? Because there's been teams that have stepped up, and there's only been one, and I know we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, that's my example.
But
I don't.
right. Oh, that's going to be the example is it's Buffalo, it's Kansas City, but this is going to be an Arrowhead against the refs. In a playoff environment with the Chiefs doing their classic shenanigans that has worked for the past 3 years. I mean,
Oh, nobody's nobody. You're not going to get pushback from me on the mountain that needs to be climbed by Josh Allen this weekend.
yeah, okay. I'm glad we're
Like
on the same page
no,
of like, I
this
know he
is.
has the regular season in his pocket, but we also have to acknowledge the animal here because that might have been like the most,
Here's
like,
what I'll say though,
yeah.
and you might disagree with this, but historically speaking, outside of Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, he's what, 0-3 in the playoffs against them. He's played them and given them a run for their money every time. And I know that that sounds like Bills fan blah coming for like, oh, he gave them a run for their money, like but like that's dude. He scored with 13 seconds left and didn't turn the ball over one. Like he's played near perfect games against them consistently. It's not like when Lamar played him last year and he just like shrank in the AFC title game and did not look good overall, much like he did this weekend, which we'll get into. But it's Allen has elevated his play in the playoffs. He is a good playoff performer. And you can argue with a wall about that, but the relative standard for playoff performance is like Brady, Mahomes, Raj, all time speaking, Brady Mahomes, modern era, because I can't speak to the efficiencies of Joe Montana and whatnot, but Brady Mahomes, Rodgers, and then who else? You don't have a big sample size with Burrow. Josh Allen has numerous, like okay, in 2021, when they lost in the divisional, he scored 9 touchdowns in that playoff run. He threw 9 touchdown passes in 2 games. The record for a playoff run is like 13.
I feel like you kind of missed my question, though. I said the Bills. I'm not taking anything away from Josh Allen and what he's doing. I was saying the avenue of because he's done this, he's lit the Chiefs up and they still lost. So, how is that going to be different this year than the past?
Right, hold on. Let's can we hold
I
that?
need
Can we
reasons
hold
to
the
have lost.
Bills Chiefs conversation until we actually get through Chiefs Texans? Like, can we hold it until we
Sure,
get to
Texan sides of things. Yeah.
not and that's actually a very well phrased question. And to the shorter answer is, I don't know, man. I've beaten my head against a wall. Maybe if I post a black hole sun edit with the Jedis, like we will have a better chance. But you know,
Oh, yeah.
it's the Jedi and the Sith, but it's I don't I it's just, man, going into this Texans game, like, and that'll kind of like sum up my thought process is just like this people call it voodoo, Chiefs devil magic, like it's just so real. They got a freaking 15-yard penalty for hitting each other. I mean, and
Yeah.
here's where I think it's getting unique is we've been on this train about Chiefs and refs for a while, and I teeter back and forth, and I kind of step in when I think it's egregious. But then, even to give myself credit, and you'll back me up, when the Bengals played them in week two, I said it was pass interference, and like that's, you know, when it's the right call, it's the right call. But man, like you've got Troy Aikman and Joe Buck just over it. I mean, it was bad. I had never heard that. I had never heard that. And I was like, this says a lot. Like, this to
It
me says
does
a lot
because there's a
that.
level of professionalism you have to carry on TV. Like, I think they're
Yeah.
almost instructed to not do that,
They're
and they
not.
still were
And
just
I
like,
know that
oh,
Troy
you got
Aikman
me.
does not like Patrick
Yes.
Mahomes. Like,
Oh,
that's a
yeah.
known thing. The tweet in 2019 where he's like, talk to me when he has 33% of my Super Bowl rings, right? And it's like this whole like there's definitely like a beef there, at least on one sided. But I dude, I that said a lot to me. I was like, oh my gosh, they see it. They see it. Because this game, I really don't know if it impacted the result. And that's where it's like, it was like second and one on that roughing call on when he like slid and was definitely a runner and did his little thing. And then they didn't even call the flag when he flopped. Like that didn't get called and everybody freaked out about it. It was called the right way when he got pushed out of bounds and flailed like a little girl. But it's just getting to a point, man. The roughing the passer on Will Anderson was awful. I
Yeah, that
mean,
was a bad call.
it's
There's
getting
so
to a
many.
point.
No, and it's just a team that nobody wants to see. Like a good example for me is like with the Patriots dynasty, you respected it. Like when that comeback was
Yes.
happening with the
Okay.
Falcons, like you actually enjoyed watching it. And with the Chiefs, you don't enjoy watching it because you actually feel like you're cheating the game.
I
Like
saw
it
discourse
feels,
about this has been a very popular comparison this week, right? The Chiefs dynasty to the Pats dynasty, and why are the Chiefs so much more unlikable? And I forget who it was, but they described it. They're like, look, the Pats embraced being the villain. They embraced going on the road or at home and kicking your tail and embraced being hated and thrived on that and said, yeah, we're just better than you. The Chiefs try to live in this world, and I don't know if it's just modern times or whatever, but and there's a little bit of social speculation in this, but correct me if I'm wrong, the Chiefs more than the Pats try to live in this world where they still try to be likable. They
Or the
try to,
underdog.
yes,
With,
they publicly try to do this where Tom Brady, Belichick, and those they would have never said out loud, like unless it was
nobody
evident.
gave us a chance.
Yeah. Dude, who was that last year at the AFC
Travis
title game?
Kelce.
Yeah, he was like, everybody
Travis
counted us
Kelce.
out, and it's like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? And so it's one of those things, like, it's a public perception thing. I don't think the Taylor Swift thing helps them at all. That's really nobody's fault except Travis. Like, honest to God, like that's not on Mahomes, bro. But what is on Mahomes is there's just been a layer of like, I think back to the memes that came out in 2018, and they're like, how fast time changes, and it's like, who everybody wants to win the 2018 AFC Championship, and it's the Chiefs, and there's the little circle of the Pats, and now it's the inverse, right? And it's like, I think back to that Chiefs team that I actually really liked coming up. When they played the Niners the first time they went to the Super Bowl, they were my pick. I was like, I want to see Mahomes get a ring. Like, this is sick. He's young, he's changing the way the game's played, he's putting up crazy numbers, like this is sick. And it very quickly, like, I think there was a sequence of events regarding Brittany Mahomes, Jackson Mahomes, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and a number of other things that led to this pure hatred that people have for them that I think is unmatched to any other sport dynasty ever. I've never seen a country really go against. There's a piece of me like, if Brady was going for a three-peat, I kind of would want to see him have done it. Like you said, the perfect example is when they started coming back against the Falcons. I almost was rooting for it because it was
I
like, this is
was.
insane.
I was like, this is crazy. No way.
Yeah, this is insane. And I hated the freaking Patriots, dude. I hated them. But there was just a layer there of respect that I don't know if exists with the Chiefs. And I can't quite put my finger on it other than the things I've said. But I don't
It's the
know.
people. It is just like the mentality that nobody wants that facade. I mean, when you've gone back to back and you're gonna go back to back to back, like just all right, you guys are good. We get it. Like it's the whole meme with like Josh Allen, Haley Steinfeld. Oh yeah, good for you. Like that's the Chiefs. It really is. Like, stop acting like you don't have it good. Stop like everybody's against you all year, like you don't have the refs in your pocket. Like there's so many things slanted their way to say underdog. I think that's where everybody's annoyed, frankly. And I think it's at probably the most level amongst the other NFL players in discourse, personally. Like
Oh yeah, dude, you
it
got
is
Marlon Humphrey tweeting today that he's like, somebody got to beat him this year. We can't
somebody's gotta do it. Like I think Ravens definitely are like on the Bills bandwagon. Like you have to respect the team like that. There's the Bills, I'll tell you what, people were counting them out this year. I was
That
one of
is
the people.
true. That is
That
factually
is
true. Thank you.
factual.
They were
Thank
like,
you. that this is a worse football team, and on paper it still is. I'm standing by that. But they got a bunch of players back, and like Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano, that made differences at the end of this. And just overall offensively, like James Cook is now like a top five back in the league, and that's all his
Well,
development. It's
from mid-year last year, whenever their new OC took over, they've completely morphed their offense. They don't play the stereotypical Josh Allen hero ball that we know. They beat the Ravens this weekend, and we'll get into that later, but they beat the Ravens because they're committed to playing disciplined football.
It is. That was the difference, was the turnover battle and the discipline, and a thing that the Bills in the years past wouldn't have done. But
So, all right, talk to me about the Texans, okay? Because in my opinion, there was a window for them to win this game, right? They got the safety. They cut it to one, I think, with the safety, and then got the ball back. What went wrong for the Texans? Where is the improvement? And then kind of grade the season relative to last year, because somehow, some way, after I thought they were worse than last year all year, the way the season ended, it's hard to argue that they're not better, that they didn't take a step forward. But go ahead.
I guess it depends on how we're grading the season relative to expectation, because I would agree that this team's gonna be in a better spot next year, like going into 2025, than it started the season as. They didn't get worse, but it's also like for no reason that you kind of just knew, like they like we thought they were gonna lose last week, like this was kind of inevitable. I'll give them credit though, they've been playing teams tight, like they always do that. They're incredibly well coached. I don't think they're going anywhere, so it's hard for me to grade, if I'm being honest with you. I would still probably set it at like A minus, because I think you lost Diggs and some guys that you didn't get to really see this team at its full potential. But to go out to the Chiefs in a close game in the divisional is like, that's kind of an A season for me. I don't know. I mean,
It's
I
an
feel like
A
that's still
season.
A minus at least. I mean, like that's a really good, you still
I have
finished in the
to
top eight.
agree. And for reference, last year, they lost to the Ravens in the divisional, 34 to 10.
Yes, it's
And that's where,
improved.
like, I feel like there's a level of improvement here, is because they faced all of these injuries all year. They went into this game without two of their three receivers. I think their running game improved this year under Joe Mixon. And when it came down to it, I didn't think they were playing very good. They come out and embarrass the Chargers. And I hate to be that guy, lost to the Chiefs in a game that wasn't over until the end. Like, it's not like it wasn't 34 to 10. You know, it was, they lost by 9 points. It was a 1 point game in the fourth quarter. Like, and again, they didn't get the job done, but I have to imagine this is a step forward, another step forward. And again, much like the Jordan Love conversation, CJ Stroud is now 2 years in, has two playoff wins. Love can't say the same. Like, playoff wins are a valuable commodity. And if you're putting yourself consistently in the position of division winner, home playoff game, let the chips fall where they may, and losing by one and a half possessions in the playoffs to the number one seed on the road, who's going for their three-peat, by the way, look, keep. Much like I'm going to say when we get to the Bills, you keep banging that door down, eventually it's going to crack and you're going to break through. It's the teams that, you know, I guess the Bills are historically the worst team to use that reference for, but you
Good
get my
analogy this
point.
weekend,
You
yeah.
know, you get my point. It's Jordan Pistons, it's, you know, Colts and the Patriots back in the day, Manning and the Colts. I mean, eventually, if you're a good enough team, which the Colts are, and I believe the Texans may be on their way too, if they continue to improve under DeMeco Ryans, I could see it.
Got you. Yeah, no, I'm all for that. I think there's a team that for me, I gotta see what this team looks like with Diggs. I've always been this proponent of, for whatever reason, you've seen it with Devontae and Garrett Wilson, you saw it with Diggs in Buffalo. Like sometimes these diva receivers just don't work out. And so I'm almost curious if I think I'll lose a couple more games next year just because Diggs wants to read a book on the sideline. Who knows? But overall, I would say the season is successful, given their injuries and whatnot.
So, okay, to switch to the Chiefs regarding the Texans game, you disagreed with my take that this didn't make them feel invincible.
What do you mean by that?
Like I said at the start, I was like, this game to me, I felt like the Chiefs could have come. There was a version where they came out and embarrassed the Texans, And it was like, oh my gosh, how are
And
you
they're
going to beat this
back.
team?
Yeah.
And it's
I
like
don't think.
they flipped into play LeBron playoff mode, and it's like there's nobody's touching them. They're winning a third in a row. I feel like that did not happen.
No, and I don't think it's going to, though, because my thing is like all year long, we've been like, oh, they're not putting teams away. And they're what, 16-1, 15-2? And it's like we're here we are again saying this, like it's the only thing we can take away from them. So for me, I think that's where I'm like, I'm not buying it, I guess is where I'm kind of at with it. They still are just running their same man. Like they're gonna be able to run their exact same defense against Buffalo. That's where I'm like, are they gonna be able to just stop it, load up the box? Because man to man, I think they can go with the Bills pretty easily. And so that's where I'm like, let's see what happens. I'm very that is it is such a good championship Sunday because it is gonna be such a battle. It's a chess match. Like all teams, even the Commanders. I will throw in the Commanders. They have the talent to beat you. It is just who is gonna win the coaching battle. So I'm very excited to just see what happens there.
I think that's well said. In reference, we'll go back to that later. Actually, I'm again getting ahead of myself with Bills Chiefs. Let's
Yeah.
pivot. Let's pivot. Let's talk about the Lions, bro. Let's talk
Let's.
about the Lions, because I this is a game I'm gonna be honest, I did not see coming
Didn't either.
at all.
Either. It was hard to watch on my couch. The entire North just got downed like immediately, and we were this entire season we're saying how strong it was. Jaden Daniels one is phenomenal. I'm just gonna keep saying it. I don't know if I've been more confident. The guy's gonna be a Hall of Famer. That sounds crazy to say right now, but like, dude, like his poise is something I don't think I've seen in a quarterback. Like to be that chill and it's just some of the biggest moments. I mean, I am like a fan of Robert Griffin IV. I'm just gonna say it like that. This is like the new and improved. Like he's gonna be healthy. He's just gonna go and attack. And if they keep the weapons around him, he's gonna have a nice long career. But from the Lions side of things, man, maybe I just kick it to you because I don't actually know how devastating this really is. Like they're gonna lose Ben Johnson. I think they're going to be fine. But I also know Dan Campbell's a very emotional guy. And I'm curious what this does to their locker room. What in a loss like this, where they thought they were kind of a team of destiny, telling the Vikings, we'll see you, and where we are now, what happens?
I think that this is a prime example of not wanting the bye week. I think that this is 110% a trap game in the playoffs, which is a crazy sentence, but a trap game where you took a week off, you felt like you needed it, and this team got better last week and has more confidence than they did if you'd have played them in the wild card. This is a team that the Commanders, that is, that barely beat the Bucks. So think about that, right? Furthermore, I agree and disagree with your statement that this is not that big a deal for Lions. I think they have 1 year left in this window before these contracts start to just the core is going to get dissipated, and they lost Ben Johnson, which I think is a massive loss. I'm going to be brutally honest. I think that this. I don't care about the trick play shenanigans that went rogue this week. I don't care. That is a guy that has turned Jared Goff into a fringe MVP candidate. And I do not know if that, you just don't know if that continues next year. You don't.
Oof.
And it's a level of, on top of that, I said I didn't see this coming. I did say I didn't know if they'd make it to the Super Bowl because they're so banged up on defense. Which is exactly what came back to bite them this week, honest to God.
It's
They've played this exact horrible defense all year long and just straight up outscored teams. And to sit here and say that the offense played bad, I think is incorrect. They scored 31 points while having three turnovers, or four turnovers. Sorry, I forgot Jameson Williams threw a pick too. Goff threw three picks, Jameson Williams threw a pick, and you were still 23 of 40, 300 yards, a touchdown throwing. And Gibbs had 100 yards rushing and two touchdowns.
Gibbs
I
should have
think
gotten the
that
ball
this,
more.
I think no, because they're playing from behind. I think that
Man,
this is what can beat them themselves. Like, I think that's what happened here. And then furthermore, the defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. I mean, 22 of 31, 299, two touchdowns, and then Brian Robertson has 77 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Jaden Daniels has 51 yards. Eckler has 47 yards. I mean, it was whoever offense this week for the Commanders. And it's just one of those things where I disagree. I think this is a big deal. I think this was their team. They had overcome a lot of obstacles, nonetheless, with their injuries. Their offense was that good, straight up. One of the best offenses I've ever seen in the history of the league, up there
Yeah, maybe all time.
in my eyes with the 07 Patriots. Like, seriously, they were that dominant. And now you're entering a world where you're unsure about this quarterback that you just extended for $200 million over 4 years, and you're losing pieces in the next 2 years, and you just lost your offensive coordinator. I saw somebody say this, and I actually disagree, but I think it's hilarious. The Lions are really just a guy like Matthew Stafford away from getting over the hump.
I'd have to disagree. I don't think Stafford does any. It's so funny, but it's like
I disagree as well. I
they
think
wouldn't have
Goff
done anything for this game.
got them there. I think back to what we said on this podcast last year about Dan Campbell, and when everyone was like, "Oh, the future's so bright!" Like, they got to the NFC Championship game a year early, and Dan Campbell like went in his presser, and we talked about it, and he was like, "Yeah, I told him straight up, like, I don't know if he'll ever be back here. You don't know if he'll ever get this opportunity again." And this is a very like, I hate to be that guy, but we made those jokes with the Vikings and the Chiefs about the logo. This is a very Lions thing,
Like yeah, a
way to
lot.
go out. Have they
Yeah.
ever won 15 games? No, but to show up and then put up a home stinker in the playoffs, like,
Yeah, for all those years, it sucks for the fans. Just I know a very sad Monday in Detroit.
I don't feel bad for them. I'm starting to hate their fan base. They are some of the worst. When you get, I've learned this lesson with Detroit fans. When you don't know how to win and you start winning at this clip, you don't know how to handle it. And then you therefore don't know how to handle playoff heartbreak, and you turn around and start calling historic franchises poverty. I mean, come on, bro.
Yeah, okay.
We got more Super Bowls in the last more Super Bowls than you have playoff wins in your franchise history. Like,
Yeah, I can't really be punching up at the older brother here.
no,
They would have actually
like.
done something this year. There's one, but
No, I agree. But again, and this is exactly why, as a Packers fan, I really freaking wanted to play Detroit in the playoffs. I felt
yeah.
like this was possible. And shout out Washington. Now, I got a question for you. And you might, I think I know what you're going to say, but what does this tell you about Cliff Kingsbury?
That he's guaranteed, like, well, depending on how long, though, their playoff run goes and how these seats go, he may not get a whole head coaching job this cycle, but like, I feel like this just thrusts him into the conversation. I mean, you can go with the narrative that he outscored Ben Johnson with a rookie quarterback at home in Detroit in a big playoff game. He's conquered his past demons of the Cardinals. And next season, when he just runs it back with Jaden Daniels, if they actually have that happen with more talent, he's going to look as good as ever. So I think for Kingsbury's sake, this is the best this could have turned out for him. I know you're a proponent, though, or you're against him in the sense of just how he is as a play caller. And I mean, it is very true. Like, it is very reliant on Jaden Daniels,
I
you
think
know? And
the needle moved for me a
you
little
think that
bit,
kind of
a
changed
little
a little
bit.
bit?
Yeah. I well, more so in the
Getting
sense
Brian
that
Robinson involved was good.
I think
Like,
it's
all
in the
right, you
sense
know,
he
pretty
definitely
then.
the running the ball needle really didn't move. I still have questions there, but
Yeah.
more so that the hiccup for me was always Carol or Arizona, and like what was the issue there? And the more time goes on, the more it's like, you know, it might have just been Kyler being an idiot. Like,
There's been a lot of rumors of that coming out
I
lately.
like, and where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, you know,
Yeah,
yeah,
great
like,
analogy.
and so it's starting to be like, okay, he goes to Washington as an OC, gets a similar archetype quarterback, and now they're balling out week after week. and opening up the playbook and doing XYZ with not a great supporting cast on paper. I don't want to be that. Like, you're talking about Austin Eckler as our RB2. Brian Robinson got shot in the leg.
Many,
Scary
many.
Terry, still your receiver one. Like, it's not a great offense, and it's being elevated by their play caller and their quarterback. So, I have to put respect where respect's been earned. Like, I see the vision. Now, if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, a little bit like Ben Johnson, do I really want to take another head coaching job right this second? Like, you'll notice if you're active on Twitter, and this is the game I've been waiting to have this discussion with you. I need your opinion on the NFL allowing current coordinators in the playoffs to interview for head coaching positions for the following year for teams that are out of the playoffs. Because Cliff Kingsbury did not take an interview this week. Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn did. They both had four to five each. And Cliff Kingsbury had zero.
I'll say this, man. I feel like it's at a coach's discretion.
I
Because
think
I
it's a
feel
dumb rule. I think it should
like,
be outlawed until after the Super Bowl. Just
until
period.
after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I
Because
think
what
it's a dumb rule.
happens for those guys, for the coaches that, I mean, do you just put the coaching hiring on freeze
Yes. I think
for
you cannot.
everybody?
Yes, for everybody. I understand what you're going to say that for the guys that are on teams that aren't still playing, like they lose their advantage. And it's like, well, no, it's frozen.
Just
Nobody's
hit
allowed to conduct
everybody.
interviews until after the Super Bowl. And then we go into coaching, and then the league year starts in March. You give teams 2 weeks. And you know what? If they want to tamper with it, and if they're hiring a guy that's not involved, fine. But the reality is a lot of head coaches come from the teams that are playing well. And, I think it
No,
would
that is
do.
a very, very interesting way to look at it.
I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's absolutely. If I were Jared Goff and I can't get a hold of my OC the week of a playoff game because he's on the phone with the Chicago Bears, they signed him 2 days later. I mean, the deal was done. Like, I just. And I have no problem with it because it's not against the rules, but I find that ridiculous. If I were freaking Jared Goff, I'd be pissed. It's like, dude, and it's a division rival. I just find that insane. And if it were 2 weeks later, that's one thing. But it's literally 2 days. There's no way they negotiated this entire deal in 2 days. Like,
Yeah, you can convince me that.
and irregardless, there's no way he made that decision in 2 days because he clearly had this decision made before the season was over. Which, you can never fully make a rule to stop a guy's intuition and brain and heart from, being in it and whatnot. But
Yeah, but I
I
see where you're
think
coming
it's I
from.
think it's ridiculous that you have a team that is allowed to interview a guy who's still actively in season.
Yeah. And no, because that is a big distraction. And I think it would be good to put a rule in place that would deter something like that, like just moving the hiring cycle back. It's the same thing that they need to do with NCAA right now with the transfer portal. They need to move that and like declaring for draft, like so players can actually play in the bowl season and not just, oh, I'm moving. I don't want to risk getting injured. Peace out. Like that's just, it's killing the game.
The issue with that, and that's a little more niche. The issue with that is guys have to leave by a certain date to enroll in classes at their new school. Like that's the
Back
issue with
enrollment
that.
dates,
The NCAA doesn't have that
schools.
authority.
Yeah, it's schools. They gotta. I don't know, man.
So then
That
you're
is
running the
very
question,
unique.
like, do you start the NCAA season like mid-August? Because
Ooh,
you have to move up the natty, basically.
boy, could you do that? It would probably bring more. Do you think it would bring more eyes to the Natty, moving it even
Possibly.
farther away from the Super Bowl?
Possibly. There's also, and this is, we're off topic, but there's also, did you see what happened with the kid from Wisconsin, I think, actually?
No way.
Wisconsin said he couldn't enter the portal because he signed an NIL deal for that also had like a piece of revenue share or whatever in it. And then he literally just unenrolled and re-enrolled at a new school. And he's suing the Wisconsin is suing him, and then his lawyer is like, there's no rule against this. And the NCAA was like, yeah, the lawyer's right. Like, you can't.
You can't so
Yeah.
wow. It's like a
Which is,
copyright
again,
problem.
a massive problem. Like,
Yeah.
how is this? People talk about the Wild Wild West of NIL. Like, we are in the Wild West. Like, it's free agency circa 1992. with Reggie White. Like
Yeah,
there are no rules. There is no regulation. There's no salary cap. I mean, these kids are hiring NIL agents and whatever. Like the concept is great. It needs to be reformed because that's insane to me.
it needs like a
You
commissioner.
can transfer without entering the portal? Like that's what? And then the NCAA says that's true? Like
What even is the portal? Oh,
But I'm
crazy.
glad we're I'm glad we've reached a conclusion with the Lions. Like, well, I guess we haven't really reached a conclusion. My
I think
stance
so.
is, it's just I think
The
this is
window's
a
closing.
devastating loss, and the window has maybe one more year. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, but it's just the reality of the situation.
And
Windows
I
just
do they take a
closing.
step back next year? I mean, you almost mathematically have to say
They
yes.
have to. Yeah, it's like not even any fault of their own. Record-wise, I don't know, playoff run if they learn from this, especially being healthy. Like, I feel like that's gonna be a big deal having like Aiden Hutchinson back and others.
In my opinion, I think
Like,
every team in the North takes a step back next year, except Green
Green
Bay and
Bay.
Chicago.
Yeah, I could see
Which
that.
really, I shouldn't say it like that because it's just half. Like I worded that more dramatic than it actually is. Chicago is not guaranteed, but Green Bay, in my opinion, is set up to. They should be, in my opinion, the odds-on favorite. They're retaining the most. They have the same core, the same coordinators, and everybody's coming back. They're not losing anything. And then Minnesota is probably moving on from Darnold as a rookie quarterback. And then they lost Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, likely, in Detroit.
No, I'm 100% on board with that. Love
All
that.
right. Well, speaking of, well, we'll stay in the NFC here. Let's talk about this Eagles Rams game. Snowball. Saquon goes crazy, which was,
Again.
kind
Again.
of expected. But
Yeah.
again, I actually thought that I picked the Rams to win this game, and then in the game, I thought they were going to win the game.
They were close.
They were
They were
very
very close.
close. Your thoughts, your reactions.
My thoughts is the Commanders have a chance on Sunday because the Eagles, you set up with the Chiefs, and I think the reason I'm more confident in the Chiefs letting teams hang around is because they have been putting them away for years, not just this year. And the Eagles got put away by the Chiefs. You could say the refs. But back in the day, it's like we still have yet to see this from the Eagles, them go to the Super Bowl, get it done, and establish themselves as like, we're untouchable. And for Saquon to go for 200 again, and you guys still almost lost, I have some concerns. I really do, because I think that the Commanders are going to light you guys up just as well as the Rams did. So if they get going early, and you get to a point where Jalen Hurts has to throw a lot and you can't rely on that tooling from Saquon,
Yeah,
I
and
have some
here's
question marks.
let me phrase this in the way I think what you're getting at. If this game was played in good weather in a dome or somewhere else, the Rams or do you think the Rams win?
I think the Rams win. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's
I
their only
agree.
advantage right now is that playoff smash mouth ball. And I think that's all
Here's
going to go
where I
away,
push
especially in the
back
Super
though.
Bowl.
Here's
Okay.
where I push back is if we catch another snow game or even a cold game, wind or whatever. They are massively favored over the Commanders. The Commanders are not good at running the football. Like they're, and that's
And
where now you're taking
that
the
may be
best rushing
true.
attack in the game. And this is exactly why, kids at home, we say all year long, running the football wins playoff games, right? Wins you games in January. This is a perfect example in the divisional round. And again, I don't know if Jalen Hurts being mid matters. I'm gonna be real.
May
I,
not.
when
It may
you
not
can when
matter.
you can. You know, when you can get 200 yards out of your running back and then 70 rushing yards out of your quarterback and three combined touchdowns, you're going to win playoff games. You don't need to throw. Furthermore, this was in the snow. Like, what quarterback other than freaking Matt Stafford is going to play well in the snow?
Tom Brady.
I, well, yeah,
Yeah,
that's true. You get my point. Like, to me, this actually. More so, I think I see exactly what you're saying, and I do think they're more vulnerable than the Chiefs are, but strengthened their identity in the sense that, okay, they can run the ball against really anybody. They met theoretically, they can beat anybody. Like, like
well.
that's the
That's
way you win
this is
games.
where I stopped the bus and why I thought honestly you could have decided in the divisional round that the Super Bowl winner was coming out of the AFC is when this game goes to Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, it's in a dome. it's going to be like weather is not going to be a factor, and there's going to be a lot of preparation. A lot is going to be going into just stopping Philly's ground game. I guarantee you, whoever they play, they're just going to sell out, be like, beat us in the air. And if it's that's Kansas City, the Bills, the Ravens, they're going to lose. That's
Dog.
my outlook on it. That's my brutally honest. Screw Philly. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I would love to agree with you, but history says otherwise. Like running the ball, regardless of weather, is an effective strategy to win the game. I agree with you that
Think the
if
Bills
they
are
if
worse?
at running the ball, I would say they're equals. So they're probably one and two statistically. I don't know if that's actually true, but
Actually.
I consider them to be fairly equal. In their rushing attacks. I think that Philly has a recipe that is a very consistent recipe to win football games, and that is get ahead, run the ball, dominate the trenches, and squeeze the clock out and score when needed to. I think that Buffalo has a similar style. I think that that style can beat anybody on any given day. However, your statement about falling behind early is very true. The problem with that is Philly's defense is playing some really good freaking football lately. I mean, how many times did they get to Matt Stafford? Let me find it.
They still
They had seven
own.
sacks.
Right. No, but it's still there's more cracks because the Rams were in that game literally till the end of it. Like
I don't disagree. I
that's
think the
my
Rams were
only
just
where
that
I'm just
good.
kind of balking is like if the Rams were this close, I could see the Commanders getting close. And even if they don't, I just don't see them putting away any of the AFC teams. I just don't see it.
I don't disagree with that. There is a large feeling to me where it's like, okay, this is the Super Bowl this week in the AFC
Yeah,
Championship. Like,
Bills, Chiefs. Yeah,
yeah, which
this is
is
the
really
winner.
stupid because I do think that both the NFC teams could win. Like, they both have very simple paths to victory.
Sure.
Especially, I think, if they're playing Kansas City. I really think that Kansas City's defense against the Eagles, I would loathe to see this game, but I think if it's Kansas City, the Eagles have a much better chance of winning because
So you
they've
bet your
seen
money
them.
on the Eagles.
If it's Kansas City,
You think the Eagles will beat the Chiefs in the
no.
Super Bowl?
I'm saying they have a better. I'm saying
Yeah.
they have a better chance than the Commanders.
Okay. But you would not bet on any of these NFC teams, correct?
Dog, I should have put money on the Chiefs 12 months ago. I'm gonna buy a future right now for them to four-peat. Like
I've thought about that. I'm not
I've
going to
given
lie.
up all hope on any until proven otherwise. That's just untrue because I might not be here for next week's show if the Bills lose. I might be in 6 feet under. But that's I seriously, if they beat the here's my thing is they beat the Bills, they're gonna beat whoever. Like there's just no like this is a way more formable opponent.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, formidable.
Formidable, that's the word. I think if they beat the Bills, it's over. Like it's
Yeah.
Mahomes is gonna be on the top of ESPN's GOAT conversations, and Lamar will somehow still be better than Josh Allen in everybody's eyes and probably still win MVP despite losing to Josh Allen in the playoffs. And it's gonna be a sad world to live in if the Bills don't win this weekend. Like I
Hey,
my
we'll
my
just talk about why they will win with the
we
Bills Ravens right now, huh? We
we
got the
can. Are we
Bills.
good
We
on
got the.
Eagles Rams?
I think we're good. I think we're good. Love the Rams, but they're
I do
talk
want to
about
shout
closing the
out
window.
Rams. I want to shout out Rams. Their pass rush remained extremely good this year. They lost Aaron Donald. In my opinion, they overperformed all expectations. I think the Rams are perennial at this point, a perennial playoff team with Matt Stafford. They continue to fly under the radar, sneak into the playoffs, and win playoff games.
Yeah, it was a good trade for them for sure.
Like there was a real route here where I was like, the Rams might win the Super Bowl if they can get out of this game. There was a real like, I know they can beat Detroit. I really wanted the Rams in Detroit in the NFC title game, bro. I imagine this
It.
weekend if it were Bills Chiefs and Rams Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, cinema, cinema.
Cinema.
Yeah, let's talk Bills Ravens because I everybody's gonna know where I stand on this. But I am very curious to hear your thoughts on this game. And I have not forgotten you. I'll bring it up, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, please. I know, like immediately, it's oh Lamar sold again, but like
I
this,
am. I
Oh,
wouldn't say.
okay.
Well,
You would have said,
I would, but
here we go. Yeah, no, it's he didn't. Did he play all Lancey? And he had the fumble that cost him all that stuff.
yeah.
Yes. But if Mark Andrews just catches the ball, this is a different
Yes.
conference. This is probably a different conversation. On the other side of foot, I'm not naive to Josh Allen would have had a minute 90 to go down the field in the tie game.
He had 90 seconds, yeah.
So, or, yeah, not,
It
yeah,
was over.
90 seconds.
That is, I'm glad you see that because I
So
saw
there's
that
he,
too. I was
there,
like,
there,
dude, if they get this 2-point conversion, we're getting a field, we're probably
it,
getting a field goal and
getting
winning
the
this.
field goal anyway. So it's not like I'm taking this Bills, like the win away from the Bills. I just honestly, like, would be, I think a lot of people were looking for answers. It's like why the Ravens lost. And it is literally the Bills were just the better team. They were more disciplined. They didn't make mistakes. Like, that
I
is
thought
your
the Bills
answer.
outcoached them. Like I
Yeah,
thought
that
that
like
was.
straight up, like that's your answer. Like, it's not like the Ravens need to blow anything up or do anything differently. I think they can run it back with the same team next year. I think it was just one of those, just you tip your hat. They beat us. We need to hold on to the ball next year. They have a lot of ball carrying drills.
Oh, and not
And
have Zay Flowers get hurt in week 18 and miss,
that,
these games.
you know,
Like
and Mark Andrews is usually good too. Like, he had a fumble, and then on top of that, they drop. Like, there was just some uncharacteristic team turnovers. And so that's where I want to get the whole discourse out of the way of Mar being a playoff choker. I
So,
don't think
okay.
that's fair.
I think it's fair for every year except this one. I think
Yes.
that there is an
Thank you. Because he
evolution
had
of
27
Lamar.
points. I'm like,
There is an evolution of Lamar in the playoffs where did he probably cost them this game? He had an interception and a fumble. You could argue, yes, those were huge moments. Yes.
not
Did he
sold
also
though.
be, was he also the only reason that they remained in the game? I mean, they executed that drive to perfection to go score with Isaiah Likely. Like, he played well. And that's where I feel like they got out coached. Because for them to come out of this game where Derrick Henry has 16 carries for 84 yards, that's not enough, man.
It's not
That's
enough.
not enough.
And
They
he
were
was running well.
gashing them. Lamar, 6 carries for 40 yards. How do you not get him a little bit more involved? I think home field actually really mattered. I really think home field advantage
It
really
did.
mattered in this game. And that's why Buffalo won. I really firmly believe that. I think that Lamar has the playoff choker, rightfully has playoff choker attached to his resume at this point in time. I don't think it's the way Peyton Manning did before he won his first Super Bowl. Peyton Manning would show up in New England and throw 3 garbage interceptions and they'd get blown out. That's
Yeah.
not what happened here. I think that Lamar has continually gotten better in the playoffs as the years have gone on. He still needs to get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl. And you can't really remove that label until that job is finished. But I don't know if this game is fully on him. Like I have
No, it was a
to.
collective.
Now, if we want to have a conversation about this game being on Mark Andrews, we can have
I
that conversation.
listen, I already had the whole Shane Gillis meme pulled up. I'm salty and Mark Andrews, but I'm not going to endorse the filthy amount of hate. All right. Like, it has been, people are comparing him to Hitler. Like, you have to be kidding. He dropped a football, guys. He dropped an American football.
He did fumble.
Yes. Like, in that sense, like, literally, like, he just fumbled. Like, he's not
Can I?
Hitler.
All right, I got a
I
question
don't know. I
for
can't believe I
you.
have to say that on a podcast in 2025. That is ridiculous.
I got a question for you.
Yep.
Going into the week and relative to what you learned this week, I feel that Buffalo from the jump was the best team to have a ch has the best chance the AFC of beating Kansas City, outside of Cincinnati, who continues to and probably will exist because they're the only team that's done it besides a Brady-led Patriots team in its own
Yeah.
in their own little. But this year, I felt like Buffalo had the best chance to beat them. Agree or disagree? If the Ravens win this game, do you feel more endoomed by the Chiefs if the Ravens are playing them this week?
I think it depends how they would have been. Here's my answer. Like, them beating the the way the Bills beating the Ravens the way they did, like the fashion they did, it's like it gives me more confidence they'll beat the Chiefs. And on the flip
That's the
side,
question I'm asking.
I think if like if the Ravens did that, like if they won in that fashion, I feel like I'd be feeling this like exact same way. I really think it really is just the win, that playoff, like you beat what was potentially another Super Bowl team. Like we're I thought you could make the case like that was the championship right there, was last week. I mean, we'll see, because
Look,
Buffalo's already ran through the
here's what
Chiefs this year. That there is that possibility that
here's the
this is
here's the
runnable.
crazy part is that as at this point as a Bills fan, like at this point that's what it is. I'm not even gonna like deny that I'm a fan and very actively root for this team.
Fair enough.
I went into this week feeling like you felt. It was like this is a huge game. Like we got to go beat the Ravens. This is it. We got the job done. I was very excited for like 30 minutes and then it hit me. It's like the Morty meme where he's laying in bed and it's like, hey, babe, what do you think? He's probably thinking about other girls. And I was literally that night, I was literally like, oh
Thinking
my,
about Josh.
we gotta go to Arrowhead and beat Patrick Mahomes.
I also feel
Give me
you
love.
can be on the narcissistic side of fandom. I feel like I'm more on the optimistic of if my team's rolling, they're gonna keep
I
rolling.
think it was
And
less,
you definitely are
it's
more
not the,
like you see the what can go wrong. You'll be like, eh. Like you see
I
your
think okay, that's not I agree, but that's not exactly what I was getting at. I was more so getting at I actually like forgot. I didn't realize the magnitude of the AFC title game till it was set. And then it was set and it was like, "Oh my God, it's Josh Allen trying to break through against his old enemy who's trying to three-peat and Josh Allen has to go on the road after all of these battles." All of these battles, he's got to go there
take
again
them.
and slay the dragon without Stefon Diggs after they were written off, and this is maybe his best team yet. And it's like, oh my gosh, this as a football fan, it's like I cannot remember a game ever that I was this much on a Sunday night. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to get to next Sunday. Like, legitimately, and that's as a Packers fan. That's going back to when the Packers played the Bucks a few years ago or the Niners. No, I am more amped for this game because of the magnitude of the moment than anything since Brady Manning. Not even like Brady Manning, and maybe even Brady Manning in Indianapolis, not counting the Denver ones.
Yeah.
Like Brady Manning 06, Colts get over the hump. That is like the level of hype that I feel like we're at right now. Like that's it.
This is I mean, maybe this is a good transition into, I mean, for picks, do we want to just, I'm rolling with Buffalo. Are you rolling with Buffalo?
What?
I'm rolling with, dude, I'm convinced after that game, man. I thought the Ravens were going to win the Super Bowl. And I
You
don't
did
think
say
this.
that. You did
And
say
I,
that.
my only thing earlier was like, I have to give some sort of discourse and pushback with the Chiefs. Like, I have to on the show. I have to keep things objective in my brain. And I'm like, you know what? The
What's
Chiefs are
funny is
15-2, but I just don't see them winning.
what's funny is I've seen a lot of Chiefs fans say the same thing. They're like, yeah,
They
man, it
should
feels
be
like
scared.
it's Buffalo's year. Like we just don't have the juice. And it's
Well,
like, dude,
lack
you're
of juice.
16-2. Like what? You're 16-2. You have a home AFC title game. Like this is a dream for you. You didn't have to go through, in my opinion, had the Chiefs been down, been crowned a three-time, champion, if they'd have gone through Burrow, if they'd have gone through Lamar and then Josh Allen on their way, it's like, dude, I've never seen a better playoff run. This is insane. No, they get a home game against CJ Stroud and then they get a home game against the Bills. And they're probably going to play a freaking rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl. And it's like, dude, I can't fathom the
Well,
easiness of
here's
it.
my thing. Here's just, I think, the best statement to give you some confidence for Sunday. You know who else was 15-2?
The
The
99
Detroit Lions.
Niners.
So it can happen to anybody. And if the Commanders can do it, I really think the Buffalo Bills of this year can do it. We're riding with Buffalo. Circle the wagons, baby. Like we,
I
I
love the
now that
pick.
the Ravens are out, I think the Bills are gonna have to beat myself for the weekend.
Let's take our time with this. What is the Bills' path to victory within the game? Like, not your pick, but like, why
I
do you think
want
they
them to
win?
get the ball first. I want
We're
them to
gonna
get
get
the
the
ball
ball and
and
we're gonna
score.
score.
I want them to stuff it down their throat, take the crowd out of the game, get it so the Chiefs are kind of like, oh, we got to wake up pretty early, and they don't. And then all of a sudden it's 21-0 before it's halftime. That's how you win the game. You jump on them early. Even if they get behind, I think there's alternate avenues to win. They have to stay committed to running the ball because I don't think the Chiefs are going to be super. They're not like this Tyreek Hill, like 70-yard shot away from going up seven on you like they were. That's the difference and why they're not that much fun to watch anymore. It's
You
because you
know
don't
what
have
I
Tyreek
think?
Hill running all over everybody.
I agree. I agree. Let's hop in a quick little time machine and go back to November 17th of 2024. The Chiefs go into Buffalo and they're both 9-win teams at the time, and they're playing on the road on Sunday night. And the Bills are the first team to knock them off this year, and they win by 2 scores, 9 points. Okay. Take a guess to the stat lines of the players, and you don't have to go super into depth, but how they won that game. Without checking the box score, how do you think the Bills won this game?
Probably running the ball.
One might think that.
Yeah.
Leading rusher Josh Allen, 12 carries, 55 yards. James Cook, 9 carries, 20 yards.
So they didn't need to.
Josh Allen, 27 of 42, 62, and a touchdown, one interception, one turnover on the day. But Patrick Mahomes, 23 of 33, 196, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Kareem Hunt, 14 for 60. Next leading rusher, Mecole Hardman, 1 for 9.
So you're saying defense, yeah,
It
okay.
was their defense. If they go into this game and this sounds really just backwards logic, but if they go into this game and they essentially force the Chiefs to throw the ball 30, 40, 50, 45 times, they have a really good chance of winning. Which sounds crazy because you're putting the ball into the hands of Mahomes. But Mahomes historically loves to run in the playoffs. All of his highest rushing games are in the playoffs. If you can keep that dude in the pocket and force him to Brady you to death, I think you have a chance to win. Mainly because they don't have the receivers. Like that's like, if they had Tyreek Hill, no, that can't be your game plan. You need to make them run the ball to beat you. That's not the case anymore. I think Kelce's playing his best ball of the year. He finally is in shape after 18 weeks. And he's nowhere to be found. He had two catches for 8 yards against the Bills last time. That's not going to be the case on Sunday. It's not going to be. They still, I just,
It's like getting their
I
guys
would love to
back.
have your confidence, man. I would love to have your confidence. But it's the task at hand is so large, I can't fathom. I've put myself in. If I was Josh Allen and I woke up, like how long? I asked myself the question. I'm asking you the question. If your name is Josh Allen, you're the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, and you beat the Ravens. How long until you break open the film and start thinking about the task at hand? How long do you celebrate that win?
Because Josh Allen and I'm me,
I
probably the
agree. I
difference.
agree
You
with
know what I
that.
mean? I probably would have taken at least the whole day, but he probably, I mean, got right back into it. The guy's probably got a very impressive routine,
I
that's for
agree.
sure. You
But
know?
it's more so like how long on that flight home if you're a Bills player before it's like, all
Think
right,
I'm not.
great job, guys. Now we got to go over. It really like as a Bills fan, it was like I was blinded by this mountain in front of me, which was all the Ravens MVP hype. And then we climbed this mountain, and there was another mountain that was now in front of me. And it's like the meme of the anime guy in front of the huge fortress on the hill. It was like, oh
Yeah.
man, what have we signed our like not what have we signed up for, but like, all right, this is what we wanted. Like, I wouldn't want it any other way. This is the way it has to be. But it's a large task. Like, let's not, I feel like Kansas City has flown under the radar, and it's not until this week that I'm kind of like, it doesn't matter how good or bad they are this year. It's Kansas City, like at the
Yeah.
peak of their powers.
All
Now,
right. Well,
needless to
first of
say,
all,
New England lost plenty of playoff games. That's been the anomaly that has yet to happen. But with all that being said, I have a rule on this podcast. It got me to 16 wins this year so far. It got me to plenty of wins the year before. I don't pick against the Chiefs at home, and I can't bend my rule for my favorite team. I'm taking the Chiefs.
All right. So we got some surprise
I am
picks
a
today.
man of principle, That shouldn't be a surprise. I mean,
No, it's not.
I picked against the Packers for a year and a half straight now, like, or
I
two
think
and a
just
half
us
straight.
being on opposite sides of this game is funny.
I do find that funny. I will actively be wearing a Josh Allen jersey on Sunday. Like, I almost wore one for the show today, but I didn't. Like, we was I t this is not the desired outcome here. This is, and again, like, I want to say this as I, and maybe you can rebut me if you want, but I cannot think of another game that is this hyped. It took me all of 30 minutes to get to the TikTok edits. Thankfully, TikTok was back. It got me all of 30 minutes to get to the to get to the to get to the TikTok edits, and it's like, this is the most hyped I've been for an NFL playoff game. The Ravens game was very hyped. I was like, oh my gosh, this is sick. Like, I'm nervous. We got to this game, and it was like, okay, this is
It's gonna be
immediate
hype.
turnaround. I cannot, with words, I cannot describe the feeling and hype and energy around this game. So much so that I've literally considered buying tickets, like, for the $350 each. That, and I don't care. Like, if it's anything
Yeah.
like the 2021 game, I mean, there's no price tag, right?
Fair, very fair.
But okay, we can pivot. Let's talk kind of the game and your pick behind Commanders and Eagles. I'm still undecided, to be honest, on this, but.
Oh, I'm still going with the Eagles. I mean, they're the betting favorite. They're going to be at home. Their waves of winning are just more consistent. It's just like every X, Y, and Z box for me. I think the Commanders have a shot and like they have like an avenue or two to win. But if I was a betting man on this, like Bills Eagles is my Super Bowl. What do you think? I'm curious if you're undecided. Does that mean you're really toying with the command? Like you
I
think.
am toying with the Commanders, yeah.
Yeah.
And here's why I'm gonna pick the Eagles, okay? I'm gonna lay on the sword here for the group and hope that the curse is real, that well, first of all, I picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, okay? So that can't happen. The curse will be
Can't happen.
broken if the I picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl at the start of the year. But the Eagles, Chiefs Eagles is everybody's least desired matchup of these four games. Now, last year, this was last year, Chiefs Niners was everybody's least desired matchup of the four combinations on championship weekend. I'm picking the least desired matchup. I'm picking Chiefs and Eagles. I agree with everything you said. I think on a game by game thing, I pick the Chiefs because I always pick them at home. The Eagles, everything I said about the run game and whatnot, I still believe be true. And they're going to have home field advantage, and it's a divisional opponent. Divisional opponent can go either way, in my opinion. But it is a matter of, like, playoff experience versus a rookie quarterback in an NFC title game on the road. I don't know, man. That's a real, you talk about a mountain to climb. Like, that almost might be bigger than Allen going into Arrowhead. Like, this is a rookie quarterback, not great receiving core, not great running back core. It's all on his shoulders. Jalen Hurts isn't playing well, and they're still playing good football. If he starts playing well, who can touch him? And I do think that there's a level of Jalen Hurts that is underrated, and that people love to hate on him and think that he's playing at a low level. He's playing game manager football right now, and he knows his best chance to win, much like Josh Allen has been playing. His best chance to win is turn around and hand that ball off. Or in Josh Allen's case, make the, he's making smart decisions through everything.
Yeah, not being
To
efficient.
rag Jalen Hurts for not having a lot of passing yards in a snow game where his running back had, or 2,000 yard rusher has 200 yards rushing, I think is kind of ridiculous. Now, if we want to go back a few weeks, yeah, he hasn't been playing very at an extremely high level, but they're winning games, and the recipe is clear, and this team is trying to win a Super Bowl. I think that they can beat the Commanders. I mean, they beat them already this year. They did lose the one time. They should have beat them twice. I think the team can beat the Commanders. I think they should beat the Commanders at home. I hope I'm wrong. I would love to see Bills Commanders.
Twice.
I would love to see Bills Commanders. As a Bills fan, I'd rather play the Eagles. So what does that tell me? What does that tell you?
Interesting.
I'd love to go into the game and force and put nine in the box and say, okay, throw it to AJ Brown and beat me. Like, because they haven't. What's different about this team from the 23 team is Hurts was playing at an extremely high level, and they were great at running the ball and great at throwing the ball. That, with the addition of Saquon, isn't really the case. Like, they're great at running the ball, and they just don't throw the ball because they don't need to usually, but I'd love to see someone make them have to.
Okay. No, I really like that. That's a very interesting predictions.
I like I said, man, this Bills Chiefs game, I can't even like I hope you
We're ready
understand, like
for it.
it
How does
is
it
the
happen today?
most exciting thing as a football fan I can remember since May Colts Patriots back in the day, like straight up.
Yeah, it's classic. It's
I
gonna be
it,
fun.
it 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 is truly modern day cinema. The only thing I think that would rival it is if it were, if you throw in Burrow into the conversation. But
Sure,
he didn't
sure.
play well enough to get there this year. But it's Chiefs Bills are a rivalry, Chiefs Bengals, and those are the only teams that have really even come close to beating them over the last 5 years, other than Brady's Patriots and Brady's Bucks, like straight up. And so, I mean, I guess the Eagles were kind of close if it weren't for a BS or bogus pass interference call, but.
Right.
Which I still stand by. Like I if we if they threepeat and we look back at that as the reason
The first
the
start of it
first the
all.
start of it, I'm gonna be so mad because I still think it's one of the worst calls I've ever seen. Nobody talks about it anymore.
Yeah.
It was an uncatchable ball. Greg Olsen hated it in the moment. It is what it is. But Chiefs Eagles is my Super Bowl so far. I think at the beginning of the year I picked Chiefs Niners, so. And you had Packers Texans. Unfortunate for you, actually, they were kind of close to winning this week.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll
So we both went 2-2. We both had the Chiefs. We both missed on the Lions. You got the Eagles right. I got the Bills right. So for the year, you're 164 and 118. I'm 188 and 94.
Okay. All right. Right on.
So yeah, it is what it is. We got 3 games to go. So I can get to 190, I can't get to 200. And then award predictions are also coming up. I don't know if any of us are going to get anything right though.
That's all right. I'm so excited. Yeah, just really this last 3 games, we got peak football. Gotta enjoy it.
It
Gotta
is. It's
enjoy
time. We're coming down to the nitty-gritty here. But if you'd have told me, man, at the start of the year it was Bills Chiefs. You
it.
can't ask for much more. It's cinema. Like that's the word that describes it best. Cinema.
Oh yeah. A true art.
But all right, as always, thanks for watching or thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week to recap conference championship weekend, and then we'll probably be back the week after that to preview the Super Bowl, and then the week after that to review the Super Bowl. But you know what? I just lost my train of thought. So thanks for listening,
Hey,
guys.
as
Oh,
always,
I
yeah.
was yeah. Check us out on other platforms. That's what I was gonna say.
There we go. Yeah,
And
there we
we'll be back
go.
next week.
Take care.